Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
A man believed to be between 40 and 50 years old has been found murdered in his house in Lusaka's John Howard compound. Residents of Akitweza Usakile Township have sparked concern by reverting to their old habits of throwing garbage in the drainages. And in Africa news, former Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari dies aged 82. Good afternoon. It is a Monday, the 14th of July 2025. And to present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. A man believed to be between 40 and 50 years old has been found murdered in his two-bedroomed house in Lusaka's John Howard compound using a knife and an iron bar by unknown people. The man, identified as Danny Sinyangwe, was found shirtless and wearing grey track bottoms. A knife and an iron bar were found next to the body. And police have confirmed the development to Kombon Radio News that when officers arrived at the scene, they found the deceased lying face up in a pool of blood. Zambia Police Service Assistant Public Relations Officer Chupo Kaitisha says police in Lusaka have since launched investigations following the discovery of the man's body. Mr. Kaitisha has narrated that officers from Chawama Police Station were alerted around 12 hours yesterday by a concerned member of the public who reported finding the lifeless body of a man in his house. She has disclosed that upon inspection, the body was found to have sustained a deep cut to the chest and another wound at the back of the head. She has further narrated that according to neighbors, he appeared to be in good health the previous day. She states that the neighbors indicated that around 19 hours, he had left his mobile phone to be charged at a neighbor's house before going out to watch the Zambia women's football match.
Believe the deceased, identified as Danny Sinyango, aged between 40 and 50, lived alone in a two-roomed house. According to neighbors, he appeared to be in good health the previous day. Around 19 hours, he had left his mobile phone to be charged at a neighbor's house before going out to watch the Zambia women's football match. He returned around 23 hours, collected his phone and went back to his house. Neighbors reported he was last seen in the company of an unidentified male individual yesterday, 12th July 2025. Today, around 09 hours, neighbors checked on him and discovered his body. Preliminary findings suggest that he was likely stabbed with a sharp instrument. The body has since been taken to the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination.
And in a related development, a tragic incident has been reported in Mufulira Zakamchanga area, where a 29-year-old woman identified as Odeti Pandwe has died after an alleged assault at a Danka nightclub. Kopa Biota Police Commissioner Pesi Asasiandenge says the incident happened around 02 hours on July 13th. According to witnesses, Odeta was at the club with her friends when she approached a DJ identified only as Hazard. It is alleged that without any provocation, the DJ kicked her in the stomach, causing her to collapse. A friend quickly came to her aid, but she appeared to be in distress. Mr. Siandenge says the nightclub owner reportedly organized a transport to Kamchanga District Hospital, where she was unfortunately pronounced dead upon arrival. Police have since opened an inquiry into the matter, although no arrests have been made. Odette's body has been taken to the hospital mortuary for a post-mortem. Mr. Siandenge says investigations are ongoing and further details will be provided in due course. Residents of Usakile Township in Kitwe District have sparked a concern by reverting to their old habits of throwing garbage in the drainages, despite a recent cash for work program that aimed to clean and unblock the drainage system. Speaking in an interview, Usakile Ward Development Committee member Mwewa Kalumba says it is disappointing to see the community going back to their older ways.
Mi posere ya uvya soso kwena mu sakiri kwena taiwe mi abantu bare kitana nkani bare posa soso cha chipose pose ngamwa kuntanshu kukunu mwakutuwa fuma tu wali bomba sana na cash for work government yali vule ndarame yali kumye ndarame shingi sana ambo kula wame dete chichimu foro chichimu wa posere mwa tu wali wame wame sana clean chichimu foro so kubantu kuna nkuli government
Meanwhile, Initiative for Environmental Protection Executive Director Francis Witola has also condemned the act, stating that the situation is unfortunate and has urged a resident to take responsibility for keeping the community clean to prevent further health risks.
But it is sad to report today that most of the drainages are being buried because people have resulted in dumping all the litters in the same drainage. But what people should know is that we should act responsibly, because at the end of the day we are the ones who are going to suffer, because these drainages, they aid the movement of water, most better during the rain season. But by so doing, we are blocking, meaning the movement of water will be now be distracted. And most of these areas, that is where we have the serious breeding places for different diseases. We have cholera, we have different diseases in the country. People should not forget that very soon the rain season will start, and as the rain season starts, we are the ones who are going to be affected. So it is important that people should start acting responsibly. We look at what the government is.
The Luansha Municipal Council has secured a treasury authority to use funds sourced from the Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, to finance the electrification of a 6 recently completed Constituency Development Fund, CDF, community projects in both Aron and Luansha Central constituencies. Luansha Town Clerk Asombo Kawilila says the Luansha Municipal Council procured a committee has also given the council's management approval to engage local companies to execute the electrification of a health center and a five primary schools are using funds sourced from RIA using the laid down procurement.